This is the Evotel Podcast. Frequently asked questions.
Welcome to another Evotel podcast. It's a frequently asked questions, and we're talking about installations today. I'm your host, John Gericke, and somebody that normally does the FAQs is Jonathan DeLange, who's joining us, social media manager at Evotel. Jonathan, thanks for popping in.
Thank you so much for today, John. I really appreciate it.
Talking about installations.
Yes.
All right, so let me understand. There's been a box that's been put outside of my house or outside of my complex. Now I want fiber in my home. What happens?
Okay, so let's talk about homes on their own. First for a second. So that little box that we put outside, we call it wall boxes. Different fiber network operators will call it something else possibly. But that wall box is basically the end point of our infrastructure until you decide you want fiber in your home. Once you place that order on our system with one of our ISPs, everything starts sort of pulling through on our side so that we can get our installations team to come to your home and then extend that fiber from the wall box to your house. Trying to do it yourself is probably not a good idea. You will break the fiber anyway. So, yeah, we do have our website and sales teams that can assist you guys if anybody is actually struggling. But, yeah, our installations teams, as soon as you place that order, depending on whether or not we're still building in the area, it might be in pre-order, it might not be. If it's in pre-order, the wait might be a bit longer. But if you've placed, if your area is built and live, we can, if the ISPs don't drag their feet on the on their side with their admin, we can technically get people up and running within a week. We do work very closely with our ISP partners. They all do manage things differently, though. For those of you guys who want to order, you can go onto our website and see who we have available there. You can order on our website or through the ISP's websites themselves.
Do you tell me where you're going to terminate in my house, or do I tell you I want it to be over here, please?
So our installations teams, we have a client is happy letter. Please don't sign it if you're not happy. Basically, the client is happy letter is to say that where this ONT is positioned, how the ducting has been put into your house or how the trenching has been done, it's to say that you are happy with that. So when our installations teams arrive, they're going to, first of all, they need to discuss with you where they're planning on putting this. Having a router in your lounge that's facing the street while your bedroom is on the other side of the house is not going to help anybody. We want it to be as central as possible. Obviously, with lots of walls and stuff, depending on how your house is structured, there may still be issues with the placement of the ONT itself. However, Wi-Fi extenders do exist, and depending on what your needs are, they're at a different price point. You can get entire mesh networks for your house.
If you want to.
But yeah, no, you can. And also, many people will already have an idea of where they want things in their house. They've got that table in the corner that they just have no idea what to do with. Maybe the router can go there. Talk to your installations teams. They're open to discussion. If it comes to a point where we realize that we cannot complete the installation for that day because of a difficult placement or something, we will reschedule. We will talk to you about that plan. There's not going to be a case where we decide, oh, well, we're just not going to do this one. We absolutely want you guys on our network. We absolutely want to assist you. So if there's something that you're unhappy with, please let us know. However, our teams have been doing this for a while. We tend to know things. We tend to know what we're doing. If something is unsightly afterwards, I exist on social media. By all means, please let me know. I'll run it past our quality assurance officer. If he's unhappy, things will get fixed. Don't worry.
I've seen big white ducting sometimes. I've seen just the little black fiber cable running. Is that part of this conversation that you will have with the installer? Say, please can you do this? But then they'll go, well, actually, this is a drain or something.
It will pretty much be a back and forth in that sense of what is necessary. Mm-hmm. So fiber, because it's glass, we obviously want it protected. So we're not going to be able to we're literally not going to be able to just run tiny little fiber cables out on the wall. A bird's going to come past, sit on it once, and things are going to break. So there is probably going to be ducting involved. The ducting will we've run it through roofs. We also put it underground for our trench network specifically. So we can accommodate all of these things. Unfortunately, it is a utility infrastructure that's being installed in your home. So they will unfortunately possibly be, I don't know, a pipe that you see with ducting, but we are doing our best to protect the fibers that you have this service, because again, this is a utility. If I'm not mistaken, didn't the president just make the internet access a human right? So yeah, no, by all means, we don't just want to get you guys connected. We want you happy with what you have to look at every day.
Is there a distance limit? From where the box is to where, what did you call it? The
ONT.
The ONT, that's sort of the end?
Not specifically. That's between us and our contractors. In my personal time, I have never heard of a client being billed for extended cables. If it happens, it will be clearly communicated. Evotel has never shied away from engaging with our clients. But yeah, I have assured people on many occasions of these things, and I've never had someone come back to me to say that it's happened. It's literally just between there. We built Rustenburg, and Rustenburg has hundreds of panhandle homes with just right. these incredibly long driveways mm-hmm. and a house on the other end of it. And we had to accommodate that, because when you're in a city that's built this way, we can't just be charging everybody.
The modem, the thing that connects me to the internet, does yes. that come from you or does that come from the ISP?
So, technically, the thing we install in your house is a router. It is not internet capable, though, okay. depending on who your ISP is. The ONT that we install into your home is a... It's the endpoint of our infrastructure within your home. That is where the fiber terminates. So depending on whether the ISP chooses to make use of a router or not, they're going to they're either going to deliver one for you, and that will be the thing that distributes your Wi-Fi within the home, or the ISP, who has chosen not to make use of of their own routers and instead use our ONT as a router, we can get those activated for you relatively quickly. Once the pod and light is a steady green, you can get yourself activated. But the router will be delivered. Some ISPs are really good at getting those routers out on time. Worst case scenario, the ISP is going to wait until we've activated your line and then they'll send it to you. That could take 3 or 4 days, depending on the worst. But again, the ISPs also want you on their books. They also want you guys signed up. They're going to do their best to get you guys signed up. If there is a problem with those routers, please let us know as well, because we can chase. I'm happy to send an email to them asking that they expedite a router delivery. We also have networks all over the country, so Cat2 is Cat2. So we might have to, yeah, we have to accommodate for distance. But, yeah, no, these things generally happen quite quickly.
All right, you've mentioned a couple of times. Let's run through the overall timeline. So you guys have finished the installation. The box is on my wall. I get hold of Jonathan, or I phone up Evotel. From that moment to... And give or take some working days here for me. How long will it take till I can start on the Netflix?
3-4 days.
Wow, that fast.
Depending.
So allow for a week.
Allow for a week just to be safe. But no, I've literally dispatched emails only to find out that the router is in fact already on the way.
Right.
So yeah, no, the ISPs do their best. They're large volumes, especially when we go live in a new area. Mm. A lot of the ISPs go out and they are actively advertising in those areas. So our big players will already have a base set up and ready. So they're aware. Evotel's going live in, for instance, Uppington. Let's get these things going. We do have some outlying networks like Cat2 and Uppington, but I haven't experienced any issues there. Uppington, in terms of this, Uppington got their routers as quickly as everybody else in Gauteng did, so I don't really see an issue there.
How does somebody get hold of Evotel and find out more about this, and how do we get hold of you?
Well, I'm on Evotel social media, okay. So Facebook and Twitter, you can find me there. Evotel, you can go onto our website, evotel.co.za. If you're having issues with your fiber, support.evotel.co.za, that's also a good one to use. That will take you directly to our support team, if that's what you want.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.